Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, check it out. Estimated practice report. This is one of them Thursday night weirdo dealios.
Right.
I don't know what the hell we're doing here. They don't practice today. They don't.
But if we did.
Yeah, exactly. I'd like an estimated report like when I go to a casino. I didn't go to a casino, but if I did,
yeah,
I'd have lost $500.
Exactly.
So I didn't lose $500. Great. So here's your estimated practice report. It is... I think it's important from the perspective only of those who, quote, would not have participated.
Sure.
In other words, if there was practice today, who would have sat out? I give you three names that matter. Juwan Jennings would not have practiced. Ricky Pearsall would not have practiced. And Brock Purdy would not have practiced.
Yeah.
Mac Jones would have been a full participant.
There you go. So that's, I think, as of now on this Monday, that's all you need to know about Thursday.
I agree.
And Kyle said today and stuff that they're not going to have anybody go through any full speed anything. Like injured guys, healthy guys, there won't be really any of that between now and Thursday.
No, I think they're going to have a seance. That's the only thing they're going to do today.
It's going to be a lot of ice tubs, a lot of hot tub, cold tub combinations. And, yeah, just you know, take everyone in and out of that blue tent. As it sits right now, this made-up injury report indicates that it'd be Mac Jones on Thursday.
Absolutely it does. That's exactly what it says.
Yep.
That's exactly what it says. So, yeah.
Mykel Williams shows up with a wrist and an oblique as limited.
And D. Winters also shows up with a knee injury as limited. The other did not participate. C.J. West and Jordan Watkins and Robert Beal and Yetur Gross-Matos.
Yeah.
Limited is Renardo Green, and as mentioned, Mykel Williams and D. Winters. Full participants, Mac Jones and Colton McKivitz.
Yeah, it's a lot of names, and the Rams have...
a lot less.
Only five, yeah.
And pretty much people that you don't really hear too much about.
Not too much, yeah.
No. So, anyway.
There's that, yep. Keep an eye on the line as
Rams,
we get closer
Rams
to Thursday.
Rams minus 4.5, you say, huh?
I mean... Yeah. We'll get the pick in on time, but we're focused on Monday night right now, 14-3.
Boy, if Mac goes out there and wins that game Thursday night, ooh, that's going to be loud.
Well, it's already, I mean, in some quarters, it's already getting loud.
Not really. We don't have a QB controversy.
No,
we got frustration, but we don't have a quarterback.
The number is now 5.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that might be because
this. It
was
3 yesterday.
But that might be because this thing just came out. Like, this absolutely suggests that Brock is not playing on Thursday. That's the favorite, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely.
That, yeah. Betting person says Mac Jones Thursday night.
Yeah, and ESPN Bet still has it at 4.5, so if you are a gambler, you better shop around.
Yeah, that's a good point. Depends on who you're betting on.
Yep.
All right, back to the phones. 888-957-9570 is the number. JT in San Jose. Hi, JT. Thanks for the call. Hello, JT.
Hello.
Going once. No, we're not even going to do that. Bye. Let's go to Dustin in Martinez. Hi, Dustin. Thank you for the call.
Hello. I just wanted to call just to kind of go about like the system of the Niners and how I think it's actually more the system and not the actual quarterback of Purdy or like Jimmy Garoppolo. I have some stats that I kind of just wanted to read to you.
All right.
You can write it down. I'll take the answer off the air.
Okay.
What I have is Brock Purdy's played 42 games. In his 42 games, he has 1,142 pass attempts. He has 31 interceptions, 6 fumbles. That's 37 total turnovers. In those pass attempts per, or per interceptions per pass attempt, that's 36.83 pass attempts per interception. He has a 240.57 pass yards per game. Now I go to Jimmy Garoppolo. Oh, one last one, sorry. 1.81 touchdowns per game for Purdy as well.
Okay.
Now when you go to Jimmy, his 57 games, he's got 1,632 pass attempts, which comes out to be, and he had 42 interceptions, 10 fumbles.
Mm-hmm.
His turnovers per game is 0.91 compared to Purdy's 0.88. Touchdowns per game, there is a difference. It's about 0.25. You have Jimmy G at 1.56 touchdowns per game. Passing yards per game is really close. It's only 238.58 for Jimmy G compared to 240.57.
Okay.
The total yards for
Dustin, can I stop you right there? I just want you to
that's
know.
That's a stat.
Like, stay right where you are. We'll keep talking. Take it from two people who do this for a living. You lost everybody about a minute and a half ago. Love you, but like, tell us what your point is. What do you want to get to and what do you want to say?
I kind of look at it like when Jimmy G was here, I did not particularly, wasn't the biggest fan of him.
Yep.
But at least he won. Jimmy G is actually has a less interceptions per pass attempt as a Niner.
Okay.
Than Brock Purdy does. Brock Purdy throws more interception per pass attempt as a Niner than Jimmy Garoppolo did as a Niner. Jimmy Garoppolo we kind of knew as Jimmy Oh-No-Throw. So that's just kind of a tidbit. Same thing, win-loss record, you have 27-15 at a 64.2% for Brock Purdy.
Justin,
Jimmy G's was 39-18 at 68.4%.
You're falling into it again now. People can't follow your decimal points.
So what you're saying is they're basically the same guy.
Or do you think Jimmy is better?
The passing yards is like 2 yards difference.
Boy,
the touchdowns per game is only one touchdown difference.
I'm trying like hell, Dustin. Do you think
Jimmy is
better than Purdy?
I do not think Jimmy is better than Purdy.
Okay.
I do think Purdy's better, but I also don't think Jimmy Garoppolo was ever good.
Oh.
So that's kind of where I'm kind of going
at. That's a zinger right there, Dustin. Thank you.
Thanks for bringing it home, Dustin.
3 minutes to get there. Dustin, no, thank you for calling.
A lot of the numbers, and numbers are numbers, as you know. They're almost identical in many ways.
Some ways, yeah.
Right. For me, you have to look at the context of where they were in the situation as well as, you
Completely.
Know, what the numbers are. So.
Yeah, like I always have a hard time when people, that's for instance, like if you compared Brandon Ayuk's best season to Jerry Rice's best season, I'm like, what on earth do those have to do with one another?
Right.
The completely different opponents, completely different teammates, completely different. So, okay, you've got some numbers there that add all up, and that was a zinger there at the end. I don't think Jimmy's better than Purdy, but I don't think Jimmy was very good. All right. I think there are a lot of people that share that.
Well, he was 38-17 as a starter here.
Well,
so.
That was the one part that confused me is he's like, the one thing about Jimmy is he won.
Right. Isn't that the goal?
Brock hasn't won.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brock hasn't won. I had to text Shasky this morning because he's like, he's had one good year. I'm like, you're leaving out his rookie year. I remember two playoff runs, and this is only year four. We're only in year four. So, like, I don't know, man. There's been a lot of winning. I realized last year wasn't it. And this year he's played two football games. He played two football games. And one of them was a road win in Seattle. Has he played great this year? Hell no. Hell no. But I just think these are very, very layered conversations. And my takeaway from that last call, I don't think anybody wants Jimmy back over Brock. Right?
No. And if Brock ultimately is a lot like Jimmy, then the 49ers are in a world of hurt for the next 5 years. That's what I'll say.
Yeah.
Statistically, there are many similarities, as Dustin so eloquently pointed out. And if he turns out to be Jimmy-esque, well, Houston, we have a problem.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.